Good morning. It's good to be back with you again. I always enjoy coming down here to be with you folks, and it's good to be here this morning. I'd like to read in Romans chapter 5, beginning at verse 6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. As all of us know, tomorrow is Memorial Day. It's a day that's set aside to remember our war dead. And so a lot of folks will be cooking out or traveling or just relaxing because they have a long weekend. But I'd like to ask us to spend the day in remembrance of those who gave their lives for that freedom, so relished and cherished by our nation. Memorial Day was officially proclaimed on May the 5th, 1868 by General John Logan, a national commander of the Grand Army of the Republic, in his General Order Number 11, and was first observed on May the 30th, 1868, when flowers were placed on the graves of Union and Confederate soldiers at Arlington National Cemetery. The first state to officially recognize the holiday was New York in 1873. By 1890, it was recognized by all the northern states. The South refused to acknowledge the day, honoring their dead on separate days until after World War I, when the holiday changed from honoring just those who died fighting in the Civil War to honoring Americans who died fighting in any war. And so it is now celebrated in almost every state on the last Monday in May. And so may we truly pause and remember their sacrifice, their service, and their blood. Memorial Day is a time of remembrance. I can remember as a boy in the town that I grew up in here in Pennsylvania, I can remember on Memorial Day that they had a big parade up to the cemetery in our town, and they took flowers for the graves of those that died in the war. And also, it was a time of remembrance. And as far as the accuracy of such a count goes, no one will ever know the real statistics of those who died or were wounded in all wars. But we know that a lot of men and women have given their lives and they've given their all. There are all those that have either served or had loved ones who served and gave some while some gave all. And so it's also a time of reflection. Where would we be today had those that not died and fought for our freedom? What language would we be speaking had it not been for those who fought so freely? They were scared just as we would have been. They wanted to live just as we wanted to live. They had families, they had parents, spouses, children, and grandchildren as we have. They deserved life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness just as we. And so we know that there are many, many folks today that are serving in the military, either active or reserve, today in our military. And so as we sit in church this morning, there are those in harm's way today. It is also a time of thanksgiving. You know, we are the most blessed nation on the face of the earth. We need to thank God for this nation. Even though there are a lot of terrible things going on and things aren't the way we like, but we ought to really thank God for this nation. More than we can even understand, because this bounty is all that many of us have ever known. We take this blessing of freedom and plenty for granted, but it was not always this way. And so we need to thank those that were serving. If I'm out in a restaurant somewhere and I see someone in uniform, I always make it a point to thank them for their service. And we need to thank God for the supplying. And then we see the courage of our military to die and our people to sacrifice. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." And it's been the motto of every American fighting man in all wars. We could go on and give a lot of statistics of things of many who have died. But we know they lay behind the bodies of their dead brothers in war. They've given up everything that they have. And so we need to thank God for those who gave their lives for us. And I want to say it again, that freedom is a privilege, not a right. Freedom was not always for all. You look across this world today, especially over in the Ukraine, we see the terrible war over there and those people that are fighting for freedom there. And freedom has never been free. There are many in these countries that enjoy the freedoms while misusing them. We do not have the freedom to do wrong in this land, but yet we see so many doing wrong. We do not have the freedom to live here and defame this land. We should stand up and defend our land. America has had some terrible things in its history, and still it's not a perfect land, but it is my country. New Hampshire has a slogan on their license plates that reads, "Live free or die." A nation that will not fight will not remain free. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." And it is the cry of the patriot, and it's the prerequisite for freedom. In order to live free, men and women must die. And so, backing up to our text this morning, our text for this morning tells of another who gave his life freely that we might live, our Lord Jesus Christ. As men and women sacrificed for our physical freedom, he sacrificed for our physical freedom. You know, he gave everything so that we can have eternal life. Christ loves sinners. John 3, chapter 16 and 17, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." How many of us would be willing to give up our sons for someone that we don't even know? But that's what God did for us. He gave his life for us. And it goes on to say that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. It was a love undeserved, a love that a lot of folks will not accept, a love so often not returned by saints, a love that is eternal in spite of our continued faults and failures. You know, you stop and think of the love of Christ. I look back on my life, and I often think back of where would I be if Christ wouldn't have loved me and gave his life for me? Where would I be if I had not accepted him as my Lord and Savior? You know, I thank God each and every day that he was willing to die on that cross for my sins and that I'm his child. And then you stop and think that Christ left heaven's glory. 2 Corinthians 8:9, it says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." The richest of the rich became the poorest of the poor, that the poorest of poor might become the richest of the rich. You stop and look at our Lord and Savior. He was born in a stable, and as a growing man, he slept out under the stars probably many times. He gleaned with the poorest of the poor in the fields of the rich. The glory of heaven and Israel's long-awaited Messiah was rejected by those that he came to save. And then Christ came and lived to die. Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 8, it says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly." Boy, aren't you glad that he died for the ungodly? For poor sinners such as us? "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die." And then verse 8 it says, "But God commendeth his love toward us." Toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Aren't you glad for that? That he was willing to die for us? You know, Christ died for us, for those who are helpless and hopeless. He had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And then Christ longs for us. John 14:3, it says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." And so this morning, if you're here and you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you can say, "We are saved. We are sure, we are secure, and we're sealed until the day of redemption." One day he's coming, as he said, for those whom he has redeemed. I'm not looking for the undertaker, I'm looking for the uppertaker. I believe he's coming back soon. And we need to live our lives each and every day looking for him. You know, the older I get, I thank God for the many opportunities that he opens up for me to have an opportunity to preach and share his word. My mother told me one time back when I was in my 70s, she said, "Donnie," she said, "don't you think it's time for you to retire?" I said, "No." I said, "I'm going to keep preaching until God calls me home." And that's the way I feel about it. I want to keep on the battleground. I want to keep going for Jesus. You know, there's a lot of things that even in our old age that we can still do for Jesus Christ. You know, even young folks today, if they really look around, they can find opportunities to serve. And so on this Memorial Day, as we remember tomorrow, we remember our dead, and we remember that they died that we might live free. But today, let us remember the Lord's death, let us remember what he's done for us. He died so that we might live eternally with him. And so this morning, I'd like to challenge you, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, now would be the time to give your heart and life to him. You know, I've never regretted the fact that I gave my life to the Lord. I never dreamed that he would take me the places that he's taken me to preach. But I thank God each and every day that I'm his child, and I want you to know him today as I know him. Father, this morning we thank you for our salvation. We thank you, Father, for those men and women that have given their all for our country so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy. And Father, we thank you most of all that you're always there for us, even when we stumble and fall. And so, Father, this morning, I ask you this morning that if there's someone here that does not know you as Lord and Savior, that today will be that day they will surrender to you. And Father, if there's a Christian here that's just been sitting on the sidelines and just not being a partaker in the battle that is before us for your kingdom, we pray today that they'll get active in your service. For it's in your name we ask. Amen.